boring into her, reading her heart and soul, knowing exactly what she wanted. She took a calming breath. Colleen knew a lot about vampires. There were no known cases or credible evidence of vampire telepathy. She'd have to rely on more traditional methods to get her point across. The miniskirt that hugged her cute ass and the one-size-too-small blouse that clung to and highlighted her boobs left little to the other clubgoers' imaginations as to Colleen's intentions. The young woman carefully scanned the crowd, giving as good as she got when it came to sizing up the strangers. She knew it would actually be harder than it seemed at first glance to find a vampire in a place like Club Fantasy. Real vampires were few and far between. Those who wanted to indulge in roleplay and fantasy fulfillment, on the other hand, kept Club Fantasy and countless other businesses like it filled with patrons night after night. A husky guy, not much older than Colleen, sauntered up to her. Before he even opened his mouth, his demeanor made it apparent that the poor guy had no game whatsoever. In case she had even the slightest doubt about her assessment, he removed it all with his opening line. "Hey, hot stuff, are you alone tonight?" "So far," Colleen answered casually. "Buy you a drink?" the guy asked while showing off his own glass. "Nah, I'm good."